Hi, my name is Jeff Pagano, and welcome to Harp and Boo, an audio boo recording to go with my rugby blog, which can be found at harpandonrugby.net. I hope you stay with me for the next few minutes while I give my 2 cents worth on Leinster and Ireland rugby. The views expressed are mine and mine alone. This is episode 17, which I've entitled Claremont, Clarity and Cluelessness. This weekend's opponents for the boys in blue are Claremont Auvergne in the Heineken Cup, with kickoff at 3 p.m. Sunday Irish time and live coverage on Sky Sports 1, but only via the red button. I'll give my final score prediction at the end of the broadcast. Well, I don't have the teams, unfortunately, because I have to do this broadcast now if I'm going to do it at all. But both teams have injury worries. Leinster know for sure that Kearney and Fitzgerald won't be playing. There's doubts on O'Driscoll, but I really don't think he'll play any part on Sunday. Claremont, for their part, their biggest worry is their inspirational captain, Rougerie. But they still have a strong lineup. They're big backs, especially. They're big players. They're aggressive. And they'll be looking to really, really turn us over. And they'll be extra motivated, especially after what happened last April. Now, they got a big monkey off their back by winning the French Championship. But still, that Heineken Cup quarterfinal must really stick in their craw, because they left 26 points on the field at the RDS, and they really should have won that night. So this is a real chance for them to turn us over. And you know how French teams are at home. They'll be between these two matches, they'd be perfectly happy to stuff us on Sunday, and then they take their foot off the pedal the following week, just as long as they come out with more Heineken Cup points than us over the two games. So they'll be aiming to throw the kitchen sink at us in this game. Now, on our part, it's going to be tough. It's motivated opponents, away, French, all those things stacked against us. But even with our injuries, we definitely have the ability to stay with them. We've seen it before. We need yet another 80-minute tackling performance from our boys, and I really think we can do it. The likes of Heaslip and Darcy, they can lead the line and do us proud. So I'll be looking for a good show from the boys. So it's going to be a great contest. Can't wait. Now, on the subject of clarity, I would like to thank the Magners League for telling us the dates and times for the fixtures from January to the end of March, telling us them now. I mean, I'm being sarcastic, of course, because I just think it's ridiculous that they leave the dates open, and especially from Leinster's point of view. I mean, for example, one game now against Aroni is on a Thursday night. It's actually the Thursday before the Six Nations game at against France. But the most ridiculous thing is that the one game we do want to know the date of, that's at the beginning of April against Munster, they haven't announced a date for. Now, I don't see why they can't just do the dates at the start of the season for all the games. Just put a little asterisk there. The games are subject to change. That's fine. But at least we have a rough idea when they are. And then if the odd game here or there needs to be changed for television purposes, fine. Change them. That's no problem. But I just don't know why they do it this way with this April 1, 2, 3 for all these games. We need to know ahead of time, especially the loyal fans who travel to the games so they can book flights. I mean, it's really a no-brainer, I would have thought. But I just think we need a little bit more clarity when it comes to the fixtures. Now, on the subject of cluelessness, that can only come to two words: Gavin Henson. Okay? The reason I'm talking about him is this, because there's a little link, because he plays for Saracens now and they're in our Heineken Cup pool. So this is my chance just to go on another rant about him. I am just sick to death of hearing every day. I hear stories and I read articles that he's given another interview saying, oh, I want to play for Wales. I'm motivated. I'm back in training. I want to play for Wales. I want to play in the Six Nations. He even thinks he's going to play for the Lions, when all this time he's been out of the game. All this time his fellow professionals have been in the game, playing the game, and insult to injury, he's been on that stupid dance show while the rugby season is on, but he still thinks he's going to play. He really is clueless. The people giving him PR advice are clueless, unless, of course, he actually does stand a chance of making the Welsh team for this Six Nations, or even the Lions down the road, in which case the people who select them are clueless. That's my view about that anyway. So that's gotten my heckles up enough for 1 week. So that's it. If you want to follow me on Twitter, you can get me at @HarpinOnRugby. My prediction, although I think Leinster have it in them to put in a good show, I think they'll fall just short. I'm giving it to Claremont by 3. If you want to subscribe to this by iTunes, you can by just clicking on the button on my audio boo page. And I'll talk to you next week. Come on, the Leinster.